KXCI Tucson, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to talk with us about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Cibo Diaz. Welcome to KXCI, Cibo.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what do you do at the U of A every day?
Besides going to class, I usually work in Dr. Barton's tissue optics lab, evaluating and studying early ovarian cancer detection methods. Ovarian cancer is very unique in that it's hard to detect early. For the longest time, a lot of people believed that ovarian cancer originated in the ovaries. But now, you know, in the last 25 years, it was found that it actually originated in the fallopian tubes and then traveled, made their way down to the ovaries where they made a more significant impact. Our problem is it's very hard to detect cancer in the fallopian tubes. I work on an endoscope called the cell acquiring fallopian endoscope that goes into the fallopian tubes for cells and then brings those cells back out for later evaluation. Right now, we're testing the efficacy of the cell scrape to see how many cells we collect and whether it's enough for an adequate sample, and also if the damage on the fallopian tube is very minimal.
When it gets the sample, does it contain it in some way on its way out?
That's what I'm working on right now, is that whether it spreads it around when it initially scrapes it. The wire can be retracted into the endoscope. So
then it's inside the endoscope and safe and sound in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're a biomedical engineer.
Yes.
You're basically testing out the equipment to make sure that it's working safely and effectively.
Yes.
How long have you been interested in biomedical engineering?
For the last 2 years, so when I graduated high school. My mom's an engineer. Actually, I would be a fourth generation engineer once I graduate. So I come from a long line of engineers, and I really like medicine. And I guess it's the best of both worlds.
What are you going to do after you graduate, Cibo?
I guess that's a big question. Right now, I am planning on applying to some medical scientist training program, which is MD PhD. That's what I'm planning on doing. But, you know, I'm 20 years old, so I don't know where I'll be in 2 years, 3 years.
Cibo, I heard that you received the UDAL scholarship. What is that?
That's a scholarship that's oriented towards people who are either involved with promoting environmental issues or Native American healthcare and policy. And I was awarded in the Native American healthcare sector because I'm Native American. I'm Pascua Yaqui, which is, you know, a local tribe here in Tucson. And I did a lot of public health stuff during my freshman year before COVID. And I just wrote about that in my essays. And, you know, I was lucky enough to be selected.
Congratulations, Cibo. Thank you so much for the work you're doing and the work that you're going to continue to do.
Thank you.
So you got any plans for the summer?
This summer I'm going to MIT working with magnetic resonance imaging, so MRI.
MRIs, endoscopes, you're right there with all the tech.
I've been a big fan of Dr. Elfer for a long time, and he's like, you know, he's just premier person in MRI, and I just like, you know, this is the opportunity of a lifetime, so I can't really pass it up.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes, all the time. Probably the first genre of music I really loved was old school rap, like the 90s rap, which is, you know, a little different from a lot of people, but that was probably the first genre that I really was dedicated to listening to all of it. And, you know, I love it still to this day.
Well, what are some of your favorite artists?
Probably the big one of that decade is Dr. Dre, probably the biggest one.
Do you ever listen to music in the lab?
Yes. Only when I work alone. So because when we work together, I guess you can't really listen to music.
Cibo Diaz, thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.